Personality and Behavioral Preference Profiles. Some of the most effective and lasting tools for building trust on a team are profiles of team members' behavioral preferences and personality styles. These help break down barriers by allowing people to better understand and empathize with one another. The best profiling tool, in my opinion, is the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, MBTI. However, a number of others are popular among different audiences. The purpose of most of these tools is to provide practical and scientifically valid behavioral descriptions of various team members according to the diverse ways that they think, speak, and act. Some of the best characteristics of tools like the MBTI are their non-judgmental nature. No type is better than another, although they differ substantially. Their basis in research, they are not founded upon astrology or New Age science, and the extent to which participants take an active role in identifying their own types. They don't simply receive a computer printout or test score that alone dictates their type. Many of these tools do require the participation of a licensed consultant, which is important to avoid the misuse of their powerful implications and applications. Minimum time required, 4 hours. 360-degree feedback. These tools have become popular over the past 20 years and can produce powerful results for a team. They are riskier than any of the tools or exercises described so far because they call for peers to make specific judgments and provide one another with constructive criticism. The key to making a 360-degree program work, in my opinion, is divorcing it entirely from compensation and formal performance evaluation. Rather, it should be used as a developmental tool, one that allows employees to identify strengths and weaknesses without any repercussions. By being even slightly connected to formal performance evaluation or compensation, 360-degree programs can take on dangerous political undertones. Experiential team exercises. Ropes courses and other experiential team activities seem to have lost some of their luster over the course of the past 10 years, and deservedly so. Still, many teams do them with the hope of building trust. And while there are certainly some benefits derived from rigorous and creative outdoor activities involving collective support and cooperation, those benefits do not always translate directly to the working world. That being said, experiential team exercises can be valuable tools for enhancing teamwork as long as they're layered upon more fundamental and relevant processes. While each of these tools and exercises can have a significant short-term impact on a team's ability to build trust, they must be accompanied by regular follow-up in the course of daily work. Individual development areas must be revisited to ensure that progress does not lose momentum. Even on a strong team, and perhaps especially so, atrophy can lead to the erosion of trust. The role of the leader. The most important action that a leader must take to encourage the building of trust on a team is to demonstrate vulnerability first. This requires that a leader risk losing face in front of the team so that subordinates will take the same risk themselves. What is more, team leaders must create an environment that does not punish vulnerability. Even well-intentioned teams can subtly discourage trust by chastising one another for admissions of weakness or failure. Finally, displays of vulnerability on the part of a team leader must be genuine. They cannot be staged. One of the best ways to lose the trust of a team is to feign vulnerability in order to manipulate the emotions of others. Connection to dysfunction 2. How does all of this relate to the next dysfunction, the fear of conflict? By building trust, a team makes conflict possible because team members do not hesitate to engage in passionate and sometimes emotional debate, knowing that they will not be punished for saying something that might otherwise be interpreted as destructive or critical.